The measure would make all people who lose their jobs wait a full week before they can start to collect unemployment benefits. And it would deny benefits for a full year to anyone who fails or refuses an employer's drug test. Neither proposal was included in the governor's budget, and their introduction yesterday came as a surprise. Democratic Senator Bob Jauch called the moves callous, a slap in the face to people who've lost their jobs.
This is about as cynical and sick as you can get. How many of you are going to send a letter out to the unemployed in your district saying, this is what I've done for you?
Milwaukee Democrat Tamara Grigsby said people who failed drug tests probably needed help more than they needed to be banned from unemployment benefits for a full year.
We just go find those who are in the most need, and we just kick them more and more and more.
But Assembly Republican Committee co-chair Robin Voss said the one-week waiting period mirrored what was in place in other states. He also said steps like these were needed to help Wisconsin address a $1.2 billion deficit in its unemployment fund.
Now, I care about that deficit because if we don't figure out a way to refill that trust fund, it means we are going to have to reduce benefits for all workers in the state.
The one-week waiting period would start in January of next year. The Department of Workforce Development estimates it would reduce benefits paid by between $41 and $56 million a year. Republican Senator Randy Hopper joined all Democrats in voting against the measure. The 11 other Republicans on the committee supported it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.